Egalitarianism, harmony amongst co-workers.
Don't forget that we do not accept directors or proletarians either. In our factory, a laborer's work is a place to wait while one prepares for the highest responsibility.
We are standing in front of the mansion of Jan A. Butcher, the man who headed the enterprise for practically the whole of the 1930s. It is striking that the mansion itself does not attract attention and helps to build the illusion of equality. The philosophy of Butcherism also emphasized harmonious cooperation amongst all employees. The boss always referred to his employees as co-workers and built the idea that everyone had the same interest in common, i.e., collective well-being. It rejected communist ideologies about the class struggle and exploitation, and instead, employees were motivated by the promise that absolutely everyone could reach a managerial position through hard work. The communists had difficulties overcoming Bartsch's legacy in Zlin. There were too many similar attributes, and the success of Bartsch's style of management was still alive in people's memory. This is one reason why, after 1948, the regime took such great efforts to erase Bartsch from the public space. The town lost its name, and the nationalized enterprise was renamed to Svit. Standing in peculiar counterpoint to Bartsch's mansion is what was known as the Collective House, built according to plans by the architect Voženílek in 1950. Together with the more famous Koldum in Litvinov, these are the only two Czechoslovak attempts at building a socialist microcosm under one roof. We mention the Collective House here in order to draw attention to the fact that mass development continued after 1945, although in the form of tower blocks, which the Butchers were opposed to.